Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today with Gant Moyer joining us, talking about the concept of value added. Back on that in just a moment.
There's a lot of talk about made in America. Let me tell you about something that's made in America and has been for over 85 years. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings are made right here by people who care about quality of both materials and workmanship. Whether it's a metal roof for your home, a custom steel building, a shed or greenhouse for the backyard, Mueller means quality. Mueller has 4 manufacturing facilities right here in the U.S. And with 33 branches for sales and service, there's a Mueller location near you. When you choose Mueller, you get the best quality products to protect your family and your property. And you're supporting local jobs and local families, hardworking folks who are proud to provide a product made right here in America. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings, over 85 years of making customers' dreams come true. And after 85 years, you can trust we're doing things right. We can give you a more beautiful home, greater comfort, and better peace of mind. Visit MuellerINC.com or your local Mueller location today. Mueller, made in America, made to last.
We're talking today with OSU Animal Science Beef Specialist Dr. Gant Moyer. Gant, let's talk a little bit about this whole concept of value added. It's really been kind of a buzzword, hot topic among a lot of producers who are looking for that way to get those extra few cents a pound for their animals.
Yes. Absolutely, Ron, and we've seen more of that since we've had the decline in prices, we'll say, here last fall. And so what we're looking for is selling quality animals. That's really all it boils down to, is quality genetics and quality management. That's all value added really is. And with these programs, we're simply identifying those calves that have been managed well. And again, that could be a genetics program, that could be nutrition, vaccinations, whatever it is. We're just simply identifying those calves for the buyers out there. So if I like to think about it, you as a rancher, when you go to buy a bull, you know, we're not going to spend 30 seconds looking at a bull. We'll look at EPDs. We want to see him out in the field, see him if he meets our herd requirements. The buyers at our livestock auctions, they don't have that luxury. And so we get as much information in front of them as possible so they can make a quick decision to add value to those calves.
Yeah, obviously, we've got a lot of different things that make up the various value-added programs. How does a producer, you know, actually pick and choose the one that maybe works for his operation?
Yeah, that's a great question. First and foremost, a lot of producers are already doing the things that we consider a VAC 45 program, which means they're weaning those calves for a minimum of 45 days. They're using the proper vaccinations. They're using proper management. A lot of producers are already doing that. So that's kind of the first step. And then there may be some other what I may call a niche market. If you want to get into non-hormone treated cattle or say natural type cattle, you could even step on off into an organic type program, which are successful programs. There's a lot of work involved to be able to manage those animals that way. And the reason I call them a niche program, Ron, is because they only make up about 5% of the total beef sold in the United States. And that number doesn't really fluctuate over the last 10 years. So just kind of look at your management and then see where you fit in. And if you want to become involved in the VAC 45, Oklahoma State University can help you with that. Your local county educator can help you with that and visit more about those types of programs.
And Gant tells us that the management practices that are a part of a value-added program are quickly becoming the norm.
But what we've seen here is the premiums have stayed about the same, $10 or $12 a hundredweight over the last 2 or 3 years, and that's with the decline in prices the last two falls. We've seen those premiums stay fairly high. One thing that we've done wrong, I think, Ron, is we've talked so much about premiums. And really, these well-managed cattle are now the norm. And if you're not managing your cattle to this standard, you're actually receiving a discount. And that discount is $10 to $12 a hundredweight. And we see it pretty regularly every week. And keep in mind, if you have some high-quality cattle, a reputable producer, you know, you can capitalize on those premiums pretty easily.
Dr. Gant Moyer, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Make plans to attend the Chris Black 16th Annual Cream of the Crop Female and Bull Sale, Saturday, June 10th, 12:30 at the ranch near Crawford, Oklahoma, offering 460 head of AI bred, fall calving, wide-bodied, easy-keeping, future club calf-producing females, and 30 head of stout 18 to 24-month-old herd bull prospects that are all ready to go to work. Online catalog, videos, and sale information can be found at www.blackherfordranch.com. For questions or printed catalog requests, call 580-309-0711.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.